On the other hand, when you brand yourself as someone who refrains from speaking disapprovingly of others, not only will people's respect for you grow, but you will also be happier. When you hold back saying something negative about someone else, especially when given the opportunity, you exemplify self-control and concern for others. As Dale Carnegie said, any fool can criticize, condemn, and complain, but it takes character and self-control to be understanding and forgiving. Do not, however, confuse speaking of someone in a derogatory way with participating in a formal critique, such as a job performance review, or when you are asked to point out the deficiencies for the purpose of helping someone improve in certain areas. In these instances, use tact and diplomacy to focus on performance issues and always avoid personal attacks. Here are three tips to avoiding negative conversations. First, refuse to engage in negative conversations about others. Second, refuse to be part of groups who speak poorly of others. Remember that if you're surrounded by people who thrive on cutting others down, it may be time for you to reconsider with whom you spend your time. And third, avoid making negative or unflattering comments about other people by remembering that your comments influence people's views of you. Sometimes figuratively and sometimes literally, I bite my tongue when I'm on the verge of saying something negative. I do so knowing that quelling the urge to speak my mind on impulse helps me show consideration for others, uphold my values, and maintain my reputation. And remember, you can build a reputation that commands respect by refusing to speak negatively of others in all circumstances, regardless of who is and isn't present.